be careful here. They're very hard places here. Very hard places. Tifa Ray. Let's rush a little bit. Bear with me. Every step we're going is deeper into the Zachen here. Hold on. What is this thesis about? This thesis is about when you have Shnayim Ritzim Betalus with a Psaki Zechaiku, are there other ways of resolving, are there other forces that can tip the scales when you have Shnayim Ritzim Betalus to change the Psaki Zechaiku? For example, we spoke so far about two, Migu. Does the Migu tip the scales when you have Shnayim Ritzim Betalus? Another thing we spoke about is Rav. Rav Sadeshin introduced a fantastic shadow. Does Rav work by Shnayim Ritzim Betalus? The two topics are interrelated. How stark is Ritzim? How much of a Mukzik are you? In that context of the way I'm presenting this thesis, which is what this thesis is about, is which outside factors could work by Shnayim Ritzim Betalus to change the Pesach of Yachleku. Thesis introduces a new mechanism called Ein Tzachik Moetz Midivade. And Thesis says two things. Watch what I'm going to say. I want everyone to hear how I'm saying it. Thesis, in his Kasha, is really saying two nekudas. One is, Thesis is introducing that there's a topic called Ein Tzachik Moetz Midivade, which is a legitimate tool for being Machriya Sveikim Omenus. That itself is a chiddush. I'm going to explain that at great length, what that means. I repeat again. In Taisus Kasha, Taisus first of all introduces a new tool that we never heard of, by the way. I'm sure we never heard of it, We know that there's different ways of resolving Sveika the Mominus. There's called Olam Gvar. There's Yachleku. There's Yemunach. Sometimes Amigo. Now, we're going to see now, first of all, there's a new tool called Hamitzi Mechavar, called Enzom Mechavar. We'll see what that means. What is it? What's the shot in that? But when there's a sofik and there's a vade, when two people have a dinter, one of them is a vade, one of them is a sofik, I'll explain what that means soon. That's a tool. It's a new tool. In our list of tools that you want to walk out of this man with, we have all types of tools. This is a new tool. Not a migu, not roiv, not a mitzvah, not cheskes momin. A new tool called one guy's a vade, one guy's a sofik. That's A. But the ikudach that I want to speak about today is that Tesis wants to use this new tool called Ein Sofik Moetz Midivadei in a case where Shnayim Ritzim Betalus, and you'll see in a few minutes why I'm separating into two parts. That means in Taisus's Kasha, which I'm going to explain in a minute, Taisus says there's a tool called Ein Sofik Moetz Midivadei. Two people having an argument, one's a vade, one's a sofik. It's a new achra. I'm not passing a mitzvah of raya. I'm not passing a morakama. I'm not passing a cheskos moment. I'm not passing a rev. I'm not passing a yachleko. I'm not passing a kol dolog var. I'm passing Ein Sofik Moetz Midivadei. That's A. But more than that, Taisus wants to use it even in a case called Shnayim Ritzim Betalus. The word even that I just said, I'm going to explain Baruch Hobson. Okay? Let's see Taisus inside. Yun Taima, Nemo, in this case of Kula Shali Chetzer Shali, let's apply the rule of Ein Sofik Moetz Midivadei. Taima Kula Shali Yeshu Bavadei Chetzer. The guy that says Kula Shali, he for sure has a Vadois in this Talus. I want them to pay attention to what I'm going to say now. It means he for sure picked up the Talus. The word Vadei means he for sure picked up the Talus. He for sure has something in the Talus here. That's a Vadei. The other gentleman, Chetzi Shofik, we don't even know if he picked it up before. We're not very shakas at Talus. So, in the case of Zomer Kula Shali, Zomer Kula Shali, there's no Vadei, there's no Sofik. In the case of Kula Shali, Chetzi Shali, I have a new resolution, I have a new way of resolving the machlek is over here. I'm going to use a mechanism called Ein Sofik Moetz Midivadei. And the Pesach of Ein Sofik Moetz Midivadei is going to give it to the Vadei. Again, why is he a Vadei, by the way? Because he for sure picked up the Talus. There's an argument whether the other guy picked it up or not. I'm a Vadei, you're a Sofik. If you'll ask me, and who says Bechal there's such a mechanism called Ein Sofik Moetz Midivadei as a resolution of such a thing? Zok Taisus. I'll warn you, Thomas. Sofik V'yom Shabbat Nachalik V'nichzei Saba. Sofik Omar, I know about Misna, I know about the Isli Palga, the Yavam, I brought the Divlas of Amidi, have you still Vade, Sofik, and Sofik, Vade. I want to stop here by saying, Shel, major Shtel, in Taisus Kasha, before we get on to Mishal Tevim, Matlachas Taisus Teres, which is also a whole business. Go slowly. What was the story over there in your moment? The story of your moment was that the Sabah, the Zayda died. The Zayda died, and he left over a son, Reuven, and tragically, his son, Shimon, died also. Comes along a guy, so the Levi is over, or the Zeta. The Levi five of the date is over. And they're about to divide the state of the Sabbath, the Zeta Lakova. And so what's left? We have Reuven over here, who's a valley, a son of the Zeta. Shimon died. But comes along, what do you call it, and says that there's a guy who turns up and says, I'm the son of Shimon. Okay? And my father died after the Zeta died. I'm his son. So I want half of the property of the Zeta. Okay? I'm my father's son, Yashim, my father. My father, Yashim, the Zeta. My father's the Shimon. And I'm his son. So I want half of the Zeta's Yerusha. Reuven, the Yavam, the uncle, what does he say? He says, you're my son. Just a cop, you're not a son of that guy. We don't know who you are. You're my son. And therefore, you get nothing out of the Yerusha of the Zeta. That's not like it. Says the Gemara over there. Reuven for sure gets half of the Zeta's property because he's for sure a what? He's for sure a Yerush. That we know. This unknown gentleman who turns up over here, if he's a son of Shimon, he gets half. If he doesn't, he doesn't get anything. Something about it, ain't talking about it. Adkan. Now, so let's be Meirich and be Marchiv Tiferet. In that case, in Yubomis, there's a Momonistic Machlek is going on. Now, is anybody a Marakama on the money? No. Because it was left over from the Zeta. Is anybody a Muzik in it? No. Anybody has Mitzvah Chavayal Rai on it? No. We have a fight about an estate that the Zeta left over. Reuven says, I'm a Vada Yerush, and I'm the only Yerush. He says, I'm a Yerush also. That's the fight. Now, even if Shimon's a Yerush, Reuven's for sure a Yerush. He's for sure a Yerush because he's a son. The question is whether Shimon's a Yerush also. A very big fight, by the way. How are you passing such a fight? So the Gemara uses a mechanism called Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vada. By the way, it's a new mechanism. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't say, Echleiku over there, the Gemara. The Gemara says, Moitzi Midei Vada. A mechanism. Says Isis, I want to apply that mechanism over here also. We shouldn't pass in Echleiku, we should apply the mechanism of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vada. Now here I want to be Meirich, and listen carefully if I want to say Tiferet. I want the Elm to think. That Tosfos found over there, that there's a mechanism called Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vada that can resolve a momentistic Sofik, is itself a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. Why, yeah, why not? Echatesi, what's that? But Tosfos went a giant step further. Tosfos went ahead and said that even in a place like us, where the Psak was supposed to be Yachleiku, remember, where in Shitas Tosfos of old, that the Psak of Yachleiku is what? The Psak of Yachleiku is what? Is a Psak Vadei. That means there's a reason why we're doing Yachleiku. Still, Tosfos held that the Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei is going to knock out the reason why he did Yachleiku. I want the Olam to take a step back and understand what I'm saying. There's a double Chiddush in this Tosfos. One is Tosfos introduces us to a concept called Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei, which is a legitimate way of being Machriya, a Sfeika Domain. I've never heard of that before. Never knew that before. I heard of Israel Raya. I heard of called Olam Kvar. I heard of Morakama. What is this? No, say it to something. But that's not the Ikra Chiddush of this Tosfos, Rabbi Say. Halei, Shnayim Beitzim Metalus is not a vacuum. Shnayim Beitzim Metalus had a Psak, Yachleiku. And it's not only a Psak Yachleiku because it was a toss-up. The Psak of Yachleiku by Shnayim Beitzim Metalus, there's a reason for it. And that's how the Tavis High, and that's how the Tavis High. So there's a reason why you're passing Yachleiku. We spent the whole week learning of this. Why are you passing Yachleiku over here? Tosfos, there's a reason why you're passing Yachleiku. Tosfos took the liberty in his Kasha and say that not only do I have a Gemara in Yevamos that says, Ain't something way through the Vada is a legitimate Psak. It's stronger than the Psak of Yachleiku. It's stronger than the reason why we did Yachleiku. And I'm deliberately making a whole trust because I'm going to say a whole Shlikul Taira now to explain this. Who told that to Tosfos, by the way? Well, it's so Pashit. It means even if Tosfos had the liberty of finding such a phenomenon in Yevamos, Taflam and Chesam and Aleph, that is a Zah Bear, we'll call it, okay? That is a Zah Bear Ain't some words to the Vada, but who told Tosfos, a double poshet, that that's enough to clash in a case we have a reason why he said Yachleiku? We didn't say Yachleiku over here in a vacuum because I didn't know what to do. It wasn't the Psak, so there was a reason why I said Yachleiku. We had an Atzadi here, an Atzadi here. Who told you that in a place where you're doing the Yachleiku because you have a reason to do Yachleiku, that the Ain't some words to the Vada is Moitzi from that? Mechatesi? What's that? This Kasha Penishu asks over here. Penishu doesn't ask it with the drama that I'm asking. He doesn't ask you with the longest nusach that I'm saying, that over here you have a positive reason why you're doing Yachleiku. Who says? By the way, now that everyone understands, why I was makdim my words today by saying the topic of this taisis is when you have a psak of yachleku, what has the ability to change the psak? Does migu have the right to change the psak? Does roi have the right to change the psak? Faith comes along with a third thing. When you have a psak of yachleku, we're going to use a mechanism called ein tzar v'mitzvah v'vada to change the psak. My question is, why was it so pasha the taisis? Even if taisis is correct on Shlav Aleph, on level one, that he found as after now and on, he found a new tool in the toolbox of Hachroyas. He found there's a tool called Eitzah Vodzi Vaday. But why was this a Pasha to Taisa? I mean, if I was writing the Taisa, you know what I would say? Okay, you have a good one, you have a good one, but you don't know what to do. And one guy's like, what are you going to do? Over here we have a flavor, we have a reason why we gave each guy half. Who told Taisa? Where did Taisa get the liberty to we barely understand what Eitzah Vodzi Vaday means, as you're going to see in a few minutes. We barely understand what it means. Say it, but there's a Gemara Yevamos that says that there's a legitimate tool called Eitzah Vodzivadeh. Who gave Taisus the liberty and the luxury to expand it even to a case where we have a reason why we're doing Yachleku? Over there, we have no reason to do anything. We don't know the Suffolk and the Yavam are here. Brother A says that for sure, but say it. You play Yachleku over there, there's no Shnayim over there, there's no Morakam over there, there's no anything. Say it's over there, I understand we went ahead and created a new thing. But over here, there's a reason why you did Yachleku. There's a reason why you did Yachleku over here. You did Yachleku, you had a positive reason to Yachleku. Who told you that when you have a positive reason to do Yachleku, the din of Eitzah Vodzivadeh Vaday is able to be oiker and, I'll say it better. Who told Tosfos that Eitzah Vodzivadeh Vaday is a better psak than the Anan Sadi of Yachleku? That's the way to ask the kasha on this Tosfos. What Rabbi is saying. The way to ask the kasha on Tosfos is, just because you found me in Yevamos, that there's such a phenomenon called Eitzah Vodzivadeh Vaday that gives you the right to ask a question and say that it's a better psak than the psak of Yachleku of the Nanzadi of Tosfos? So you'll tell me, maybe yeah, maybe not. What type of kasha is that? When you find me in Yevamos, you found me in Yevamos, then in a vacuum, and I don't know what to do. And one goes a Vaday, one goes a Suffolk, because there's a new thing called Eitzah Vodzivadeh Vaday. But over here, where there was a positive reason to do Yachleku, you'll tell me, watch what I'm going to say now, Eitzah Vodzivadeh Vaday is a better psak than Yachleku. First of all, who told you? And second of all, why? We had a reason why we're doing Yachleku over here. We have a proactive reason why we did Yachleku over here. So where did Taisus take the luxury and the liberty to broaden and take on that the psak of Ein Sofik Moetzi Midei Vaday is better than the psak of Yachleku, which had a positive reason to do it? When you read us out Taisus, you have to say to yourself this morning, what are we talking about? We have Taisus over here. He said, there's a Yachleku over here. There's a reason why we did Yachleku. Yachleku is the right psak. It's a psak Vaday. Over here, so you tell me no. Eitzah Vodzivadeh Vaday is a better psak. Who told you? By the way, if the Eilim would think about it, just offhand, without knowing anything, which is a better psak? I was like, who's a better psak? You have a reason why you're doing it. You have an Anzad, you have a Chesed Mom. What's up, Eitzah Vodzivadeh Vaday? Mecha Tesi. See, family, Gemara, and Yevamos, that there's such a thing? So, okay, very good. It's enough to go ask a kasha on a Mishnah and Bob Metziah and say, how could the Mishnah say you get a quarter? Eitzah Vodzivadeh Vaday is just a cup. There's a Shleim Ratzel over here. There's a reason why we're passing over here. We're not living in a vacuum. That's a Peladik Akasha, and I saw Penejo is Akasha. He doesn't ask it with the drama that I'm asking. He doesn't ask it with the Nusach that I'm asking, that there's a reason why we're passing Yachleku over here. But he Kimat says, he says that who told Taisus that in a case where two guys are holding on to it, Eitzah Vodzivadeh Vaday is going to overpower that and go get it. That's a shocking Kasha. I can't go to Taisus Taisus before I deal with this Kasha. He said, what did Taisus ask? Who told Taisus? Look at Taisi. Say, Veiti for right now, bear with me. That's the kasha. I'm just repeating it, which you all had this morning when you learned the Taisus. Penishu is the kasha. Is first of all, one thing is clear to me, it's clear as day, that if Taisus, the previous Taisus, meant to say, Anan Sadi is like Rosh Lema Haiman, that an Ansadi means I have a raya that you picked it up, the ball game's over. The ball game's over for a different reason. How can you call the guy a Suffolk? Well, why is he about? He's a Vada because he picked it up. He also a Vada picked it up. We have Aiden that says he picked it up. So if Taisus, you know, what I'm presenting today is I want to understand the relationship between this Taisus and the previous Taisus. The previous Taisus says we do Chalukah Kudan an Ansadi. What are you asking over here in Sofmo to the Vada for? Is first of all, I want to leg a vek, a Zach, which I hope the other agrees with me. If the Taisus, the previous Taisus, meant a Balbatish or Raya, that we have a Hichacha, that you picked it up, because Anan Sadi means literally, Chazoka Kumasha Tachas Yodam HaRei Shalei, that if it's in your hands, then we know that you said the truth. So then the whole Kasha Taisus doesn't make sense. What do you mean you're a Vada and you're a Sofik? I'm not a Sofik, I'm a Vada. I have Aiden that says I picked it up. I have Aiden. Half circles of whatever, I picked it up. I'm also a Vada. I'm as much as a Vada as you are. You're a Vada, you picked up the thing. I'm also a Vada. I have Aiden that says I picked it up. So I believe that this thesis bechlal in his kasha is the end of that pshat. We want many rights, not like that pshat, but it's the end of that pshat. If the reason why you do chalok in the previous thesis is because we have an Aaron Sadi, it's like we have Aiden, by the way. I'm asking a question. If I would have Aiden, they picked up here, if you would ask me and talk about it, because I was murdered to here, but it's like, oh, we both picked it up. The question is how much, right? So we're both Vadoim. How could this get up and say, call the guy a Sophic? I'm asking a point blank steerer. The thesis before says Aaron Sadi, and you tell me a Sophic. What do you make up your mind? Either Aaron Sadi or not. So that's clear to me that he didn't mean that it's mamish, we know. It's clear to me he didn't mean we know. So that's all. But still, I still have the kasha. Okay, so we don't know. But we have a positive reason why we're doing Yachlik, right? Who gave Tesis the liberty? I mean, even if I go down a notch, if it's a Hechacha, if it's a Raya, if it's a Cheses Koma, so this Tesis doesn't start. The guy's not a Sophic, he's a Vade. I'm just as much as a Vade as you are. You know that I picked it up, we have Aiden, that I picked it up also. But I'm still repeating my kasha. But even if I go down a notch and I say it's not Mamash Hechacha, this is a Raya Mukacha. But I'm still going to ask the kasha again. Beseder, but there was a positive reason. There was a positive reason why you took on that the guy is what he called, right? Who taught us this, the tool that the hachra of Eitzel Mitzvah works here. I'm still repeating my kasha. The Pnei Shua's kasha. Even if I go down a notch, I say Tzitzis didn't mean a riot, but he said there's a reason why you did Yachlekul, correct? So who says that in the case of Eitzel Mitzvah applies? So a very tifa raid now, bear with me. That's the Pnei Shua's kasha. What gave Tosis the right to extend it? So listen carefully. There's a big mavucha over here. What the heck is this shot of Ein Sof Moed Shnevade? A guy turns off and he says, I'm a son of the dead man, and therefore I yarshin his chelik in the Zaydis Yerusha. The other guy, who he claims is his uncle, says, no, I'm your son. It's very interesting, by the way. There's no argument that he's part of the family. It's an interesting case. The guy says, you're not my nephew, you're my son. Right. So, two people have a fight. Nobody's a mopsik. I'm curious, by the way. What would you pass in such a case? I don't know. How do you pass it? We don't know who's saying the truth. See, it's my word against your word. So the Gemara uses a mechanism called Ein Sof Moed Shnevade. A new mechanism that we never heard of before. Is the stories like this. Listen carefully. I say, very, very, very tifer aid. Let's build. And the reason why I didn't print it out wasn't because of laziness. I am saying this to Rabbi Fisher. That I didn't print it out because it just says one line over there that I'm going to say over. The Baruch Hu said, "B'shem Reb Chaim, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday is a Vaday." I repeat. The Baruch Hu said, "B'shem Reb Chaim, that Ein Sofik Midei Vaday means Vaday, is a Vaday." What did Baruch Hu B'shem Reb Chaim mean when he said that Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday is a Vaday? What did he mean? So Rosenu explained that when Baruch Hu B'shem Reb Chaim, this was Mekubal in the yeshivas, what he meant to say is like this. When you have a Vaday who has a Vaday Siva to get something, we'll take for example the case over there, and then there's a Sofik. Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday means we don't clear a Sofikus. Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday is a Vaday because we don't clear a Sofik B'makom where there's a Vaday. I repeat. The Baruch Hu said B'shem Reb Chaim that Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday, Baruch Hu is looking at Birkesh Molson and based on this Tosfos, that Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday is a Vaday. Explains Rabbi Hussainu. And what that means is that the Makom where there's a Vaday is a Vaday. And now you want to come with a Sofik? The Makom Vaday, we don't clear Sveikus. That's the aside of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vaday. Miklavish Kate Sveikus. Rabbi Hussainu taught us, listen now to very tifa raid, that the Choyro, that pshat, albeit it could be a pshat in other places, in the cases over here of Yavam, in our case, very hard to believe. I'll explain why. What's a classic case of Ein Sof Moed Shnevade? It's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tes. I'll give you two examples of classic cases where the Gemara applies the rule of Ein Sof Moed Shnevade. Two cases. One case was a mouse, an achbar, took in chametz to a house. Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tes. He took in chametz to a house. Now, Vivaldi took in chametz to the house is Vadei Chai Vedikas chametz, because we saw chametz going. One Pesachim Daf Tes. We have a shayla, did the mouse eat the chametz or not? This is a sofik. Says the Gemara, Ein sofik, Vayitzi Bidei Vadei. There's Vadei chametz in the house because the house is Vedikas chametz. Did the mouse eat the chametz and now the house doesn't eat Vedikas chametz? Ein sofik, Vayitzi Bidei Vadei. Case one. Case two. I have Tevel in front of me. This Tumor, which is Vade Chayev in Tumor, my rabbi. And they have a suffix whether or not the guy took off Tumor. You heard the case? Have Tumor, Tevel, have Vade Chayev Tumor. And have a suffix whether the Bible will map his Tumor or not. And there's a reason why I have a suffix. Ain't somebody who's good about it? I don't know how to read it. It's a bit, the guy died. The story over there was that a guy died. He left over Tumor. And we knew for sure that it was Tevel. And we don't know if he was Mafis or not. Ain't suffix, might see. Midei Vade, and it's Vade Tevel. Said Rabbi Seinu, I want them to hear. In those cases, said Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Chberish and Rabbi Chaim make sense. What was the case over there? I saw Chometz go into the house. Now you have a new suffix. Did the Achbar, did the mouse eat the Chometz and part of the house? And then the house is part of it. Says Rabbi Chaim, ain't something about it means, but welcome about that. We don't class fakers. So I say, I don't have a suffix. I saw the mouse eat it? No. I saw the mouse take it in. Now you want to go clear a suffix, maybe the mouse ate it. He says the rule of ain't suffix, wait to be divided, be clear nisht. We don't clear. We don't clear. We don't clear. That's what Chaim said. Ain't suffix, wait to be divided, it's a vade. You had a vade. You want to say maybe? We don't say maybe when I have a vade. Same thing by Tevel, it's vade Tevel. Maybe the guy was mafish truma. Ain't suffix, wait to be divided. Zokrim Chaim, it's a vade. What does it mean to say it's a vade? We don't clear fakers. Said Rabbi Seinu, I don't understand. In the case of the Yavam, in the Gemara Yavamos Daf Lamed Ches, Moiv Rabbi Say, you could say this Lomdus? What does Yavam say? Very tifa, I'm asking a very, very tifa shayla. In Yavamos, what was the story there? Zayda died. Right? After the Levaya, after the Shiva, get down to business, and Ruvain says, let's divide up the thing. They're about to go to Besdin to get the divide the will. Not the will, there's no divide. This is where's Reuven. A guy turns up and he's standing in front of us. Mr. Sofi, he looks like the family. He has the family nose, family eyes. He looks exactly like one of the guys. No question about it. He says, I'm Mr. Shimon's son. I want to share in the Zeta's thing. What do you mean? It's my Zeta. And Reuven says, what? No. You're my son. Albeit you look like everybody. I can't. Yeah, dramatic story? He wasn't so dramatic this morning when you learned it, right? I don't understand. What do you mean there's no suffix? There's a guy over here. We don't know who he is. You can say, Reb Chaim, is he sorted over there? Not to clear a suffix? When can you say I can't clear a suffix? When I saw the mouse taking chametz, I don't know if the mouse ate. I can say, don't clear it. He's right. I have Tevel in front of me. I want to know suffix across the shumah. Don't clear. I said, what do you mean don't clear? What do you mean don't clear? Who are you? I could say as a nosuch of don't clear, who are you? Does that make sense? That's A. B is, I have the same agmos nefesh in our case. So what happened in our case? Two guys come into Besdin holding on to a talus, right? I'm saying, you could say don't clear? Because one guy's a vadai, and don't clear, what do you mean don't clear? Because we say, I don't say, what do you mean don't clear? There's two guys holding on to a talus in front of me. Is that enough to make a suffix? It's not enough to make a suffix. Now, I'm not a mechutzif. Rav Bochber says, not like me. I'm just pointing out the chiddush of Adovar in Rav Bochber. There's a huge chiddush over here. That means the classic case of it. It means I always know that this Rav Bochber, Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim said, there ain't suffix, where it's with a vade, is a vade that we don't class fake because I always applied it in Daf Tes. So, the two cases I gave you are classic cases. You don't clear. You have a status quo. You have a vade. Don't clear. To go say it in the case of Yuvamis is humongous chiddush. What do you mean don't clear? But there's an unknown gentleman here in front of you. The Achbar, I didn't see the Achbar eat it. I didn't see the guy be mafish drum. Over here I have a guy standing in front of me. Who is he? And he says my name is Goldstein. Zeta was Goldstein, as you know. Yeah? He says I'm Goldstein. He says I'm not your Goldstein. You're my Goldstein. He says no, I'm that guy Goldstein. What's the difference? I don't say, I don't clear fakers. Or in our case, Steinberg's a metallic, you hear? There's no suffix. So I'm not a mechutzif. Reb Bochber says, no, we don't class fakers over here. That's what it means in someone's divan. That's Reb Bochber. No, I knew for sure it was true. I knew for sure the house has chametz inside of it. The house became chayav bidikas chametz for sure. Okay, now, I saw an achbar taking chametz into a house. So the house is now chayav bidikas chametz. Now there's a possibility it ate it. There's a reasonable chance it ate it. It's 50-50 because achbarim eat, can you do it? Now, the truth is, Then a kama v'kama v'kama rishonim. I asked you to see a ritzbosh today in the Shita as an example. There's other rishonim who say the same thing. There's a Gilyon like this. There's a Rashba like this. There's a ritzvah. And Yevamos who says this. But I asked you to see a ritzbosh. The ritzbosh over here clearly says that the ain't sofik moetzim midei vade over here means something else, not like a boch berev. And I wouldn't have the chutzpah to come along and argue on a boch berev if I didn't have a mefurish or rishon in the sheet. But it's more than it's a ritvan. The ritva in Yevamos Avlam Ches says explicitly what I'm going to say now. And the ritzbosh like this is a lashon in the Gilyon here. But for me, one rishon is enough. The ritzbosh is a rishon. The ritzbosh over here says a lashon. If you saw it this morning, how does he say why the vade wins? Did you notice the lashon he says? The lashon of the ritzvash is one word. You don't notice what he says. He says a lashon like this. Here it is. Has a lashon like this. But don't see that lashon. The Ritzbosh really brings down what's the mile of a vade. The mile of a vade is that you become mulzik. Don't see that lashon. Miyad shemeis hasaba harei mulzik b'chol hanachasim. You're the mulzik. Shocking, earth shattering. Not like a boch berev. In the Gilyon, a little bit in two pieces before that, in the Shita, the Gilyon says a lashon. Vaday oz havaday hevi ke mochzik. The vaday is the mochzik. Another example, the Ritva says in Yevamos Daf Lamed Ches on that Gemara. He says the vaday is havalei ke bailam. We see you as the bailam. I'm showing you three rishonim who say pshat in Ein Sofik Moetzim with the vaday at least over here, not like a bochur. What they say is, we see you as the mochzik, says the Ritzbosh. We see you as the mochzik, says the Gilyon, which is also a rishon. We see you as the bailum, says the Ritva. Yevamos Daf Lamed Ches. Before, I just checked Ritva inside before I came. That's his lashon. But the Ritzbosh is enough. He says the same thing before. Now that's our boch ber. Boch ber the word is that I'm klaus fakers machal finished. I mean klaus sofik. Ritzbosh not saying the Ritzbosh is that in this argument you're the mochzik. I want to explain what the Ritzbosh meant, what the Gilyon meant, what the Ritva means. What it means like this. We give a moshul, okay? There's a din. There's a thing called Cheskes Moment. There's a Cheskes Koma. And then there's another thing. I'm giving a moshul. I want to broaden the picture here. There's a thing called a Marakama. Okay? Marakama. What's a Marakama? I have a bike. And this bike was my bike till now. And we find the bike in the street. And you say, you bought it. I said, what? So what's it in? You go to the Marakama. Unless you have a Chazaka Koma with a Raya. But why do you give it to this guy, by the way? He's a Marakama. What's the Marakama? It's not in his chaser. It's on the street. Here, there's a bike on the street. I'll tell you the story. There's a bike parked on the street. And we know that it's Reuven's bike. Reuven says, my bike. Shimon says, I bought it from you. You give it to Reuven, right? Marakama, why do you give it to, well, what's the mile of Marakama? So there's a big mavuch on that for him. But the standard shot is that you're the mochzik. What do you mean you're the mochzik? It's not by me and my chutz here. It's parked in the street over here with his bikes. Yeah. So what do you mean you're a mochzik? Mochzik for a variety. The terrence is, there's all types of mochzokus a moment. Mochzik could be because it's by me. Take on it's mine. Mochzik could mean that I'm the Marakama. That's another reason to take on that it's mine. That's another reason why I'm called mochzik. Another reason why this Stam of the Pashtas is mine. What the Ritzbosh and the Gilyon and the Ritzvah and Yevamos meant to say, it meant to say something very interesting. The same way you understand that if I have a dilemma about a bike, so Marakama could step in and say, we see it by me until I know otherwise. I'm the last known owner, it's by me. Physically I'm holding on to it, no. It's a different type of Cheskes moment. It's not a Cheskes moment because it's sitting by me. I have a Cheskes moment because it was mine till now. So we take on that's mine. So there's another way of becoming a mozik that we see about you. I'm a vade. Here we have a fight about the father's, grandfather's estate, right? Grandfather left over all of the shalom, zatzal. He left over a house. I'm a vade in the house. I'd rather have it see that. We don't know what it is every night. Says to his wife, I'm a muzik in the house. We see the house by me. The pashtus is when I have a choice, where do I see the house? I don't know about you. And the fact that I'm a vada in the house is enough to see, make me into a muzik. Now, that's a humongous kiddush, that without a gemara you've always thought I'm a ches in a million years, I would never say such a thing, okay? But that's why I brought a moshel from Morikama. What I mean from Morikama? There's different ways of creating a pashtus that it belongs to somebody. That means the aside of muzakas is, if the pashtus is that it's yours, we take on that it's yours. One way of creating the pashtus is that it's by me. Another way of creating the pashtus is I'm a Morikama. Introduces the Gemara Yevamah Zaf Amaches, a new way of taking on that it's yours. I'm Vade. I'm for sure in the picture. So when we take a step back and we say, where do I see, I have a something on the house of the Zeder. Where do I see the house? I see the house by the Vade. He's the Mufzik. So the reason why I'm giving it to the Vade is not because of Reb Chaim that all clear sfeikas. No, the point is, in this dilemma between the two of us, I'm the Mufzik in the house. It's there in the race. What do you say? No, because I'm a Vade, therefore, because I'm the Vade in the dialogue, therefore we see the house by you. I just said so. Because the Pashtus is, if I ask you to close your eyes, what's the Pashtus? Where is this house? By the guy who's a Vade, because he's for sure a Yerush. That's enough. You know, that's enough to make me a Muzik. Yeah? What do I need to become a Muzik? What do I need to take on? That the pashtus, the stomach, is that is by you. So if it's physically by you, Galdik, right? If you're the Morikama, also good. There's another thing. That the guy who's a Vada, we see it by him until I know otherwise. Not because I don't clear a suffix like Bochber said. In the world of Muzakas, Hare Huka Muzik, we see the land by you because you're the Vada. So the pashtus is you have a holiday. So if I have the choice of, where do I see the land? I see the land in no man's land? No, there's a Vada over here. That Vada kite is enough for me to see the land by him. Now, once it's enough to see the land by him, so now I have a resolution of the sofik because I give it to the musik. I'm not giving it to the vade because he's a vade. I'm giving it to the vade because he's the musik on the land. We see it by him. I'm using more commas. I'm already a marshal to that. Over here, you're not a Morikama, by the way, because it was the Zaydis till now, right? We don't know whether he deserves to get the whole land. You're not the Morikama. There's a different way of becoming a musik. There's a different way of creating a pashtus. There's a different way of creating, listen to the critical word I'm going to say, a status quo. Chazak is a status quo. The money's by you, we take on, it's yours. You're the Morikama, I take on, it's yours. There's another way of creating a status quo. I'm the Vade. So the status quo, it's mine. That's enough to create a status quo. You said, Chazak's mom is, we go bust the status quo. How do you create a status quo? What do you need to create a status quo? You need to have Aiden. So one is Morikama, two is it's by me. And there's a third way of creating a status quo. The third creating a status quo is that I'm a Vade. So the question is by me. You'll tell me, it's a humongous chiddush I just came and said, 100%. That's why Tosfos brings a raya from a Gemara Yevamah Zaf Amaches. Tosfos wouldn't say such a pshat by himself. But Tosfos found Yevamah Zaf Amaches that a sofik and a vade on a sacred of Amoino is a legitimate way of resolving it. Why does it resolve it? So both rest is because I'm Vegas. And the Rishonim that I'm quoting say because that's enough to become the muzik. And now that you're the muzik, so we leave, what's what I'm going to say now? We leave the money where it is. The word where is not a geographical zach. We leave the money by the pashtus, and the pashtus is, the vada is enough to create a pashtus. Now, Hayyotzim Mitvareinu is, I said, two tracks in understanding what is the yisoid of Einsof Moed Zivade. Now I go back to my kasha. I said that it's very nice you have such a yisoid. I understand that in a vacuum, the case of Yivomis is a vacuum. I don't know what to do. So I'll say what I said. But our mission is not a vacuum. Our mission had a proactive reason why you made up sock. You made up sock of Echlik. But now I repeat again. Well, be it we accepted that it's not a chazoka koma, it's not a raya. If it's a raya, the whole thing doesn't begin because you have a vada. It's not a raya. Say, but let's go down a notch. But there was a muksakas over here. You tell me some sort of an ansadi. There was a reason why you did Echlik, correct? So we told, why is it so poshut to you that this mechanism can work? It's poshut. I'm going to explain the fear of Bochber, and I'm going to explain the fee, the new shot that we said. I'll explain both shots. When Taisi said before Anan Sadi, we now know the Hadoyis, he didn't mean to say I have a raya that it's yours. So what was the Anan Sadi in the previous Taisis? And I don't realize that what I'm saying now is a major hashlama to the previous Taisis. We now know, what did Taisis mean when he said Anan Sadi in the previous Taisis? What's meant there? What did he mean? What he meant to say was, like I'm explaining, that's a din. Cheska's mom, we leave it where it is. He doesn't mean to have a riot. If I have a riot, then I'm a vada just as much as you are. What he meant to say is that we leave it where it is. We leave it where it is. It's a din. And that din is a proactive reason to yachleku. I want to remember to say, if that's true, then I know why ain't something worth to the vada and axe it out. I'll explain. If the pshad of ain't something worth to the vada is like a bof bear, then we're more vada, we don't clear sakers. So it's simple. Ain't something worth to the vada says that we're more vada, there's no din Torah. There's no suffix b'chal. So what are you going to tell me, an ansadi? An ansadi doesn't mean I really know. An ansadi is a din, we said. It's a din that we have. But Rabbi Isai, the din of Cheskes Malman was said when you have a suffix. When you have a suffix, so the din says, go boss a Cheskes Malman. But if ain't something going to the Vada, he says to the Mokka Vada, we don't clarify as Bechlal. So what are you going to pask in the suffix by saying an ansadi? He says, Ahon, it's a din. We give the money where it is. What do you mean a din? It's a din in what? It's a din in achraz a suffix. It's a din in how you resolve sakas. There is no suffix here. So according to Baruch Ber, who learned that some of the I don't clear a suffix, so there's no kashin to say, or maybe by Shneim is different. Why is Shneim is different? So if it's because of Cheskes Koma, I don't have a tell on the kashin. I don't have a tell. You know for sure the guy I have. But if it's not Cheskes Koma, so what did Tosis mean in the previous Tosis? He didn't mean I know for sure. He meant to say is that when you have a suffix, the way we resolve sakas the money is by leaving it by the chmuzik and over here, both the chmuzik. But that's when you have a suffix. If ain't suffix moritu b'davadai preempts it and says it's bochver and suffix b'davadai is a vadai, so it means we know something over here, b'chal. So what do you tell me? We're going to apply the rules of Cheskes Malman. Cheskes Malman is a suffix resolution. Cheskes Malman is a way of resolving a sakas the mamoina. You have a sakas the mamoina, so Cheskes Malman says leave it where it is. That's the din. What din? There's nothing to apply it in. The din applies when you have a suffix. If ain't something worth it, they said we don't clear fakers. So the previous stasis doesn't get off the ground. That's according to Baruch Ber. So according to Baruch Ber, who says that ain't something worth it, means you don't clear fakers, b'chal. Ain't something worth it, means vadai. Stasis is a more difficult question. There's no suffix over here, b'chal. So why did I get up and screen the Pnei Chusas? What do you mean? Over here is the yachleik over here. There's no yachleik over here. Why do you have yachleik over here? Because you use a tool called chazakas to pass in the suffix and say that half is yours, half is yours. But there is no suffix here. So the whole thing doesn't start. So you'll ask me, the Tosis mean to say that in some words, Yivad is a better psak than Yachloiko Chas HaShalom. What he meant to say is that in some words, Yivad means that when they come into Beth, and Beth doesn't even, Beth throws the case out. There's no suffix here. So what do you tell me? We should paskin like the Cheskes Momin? I paskin like Cheskes Momin. I go basa Cheskes Momin when there is a suffix. But if ain't something worth it, with Vada, I preempted it and too late that there's no suffix here, b'chal. So the whole game's over, inshallah, my Israel. So the Baruch Ber, the Tosis Kash is, Mordek. It's Nifl. But even like the second shot that we're saying from Rabbi Seinu, that the Ritzbosh says before is that the Maila of ain't something worth it, with Vada, at least over here, is not because there's no suffix here, b'chal. In other words, we see the Vaday as the Muzik. Here too, I can explain the Kasha. When two people come into Bezdin, one's a Vaday, one's a Sofik. What does Ein Sof Moetzi Vaday mean? We see it by the Vaday. We'll treat it like a Markam, okay? So what are you going to tell me? What do you mean we have Yachleik? Why do you have Yachleik over here, by? Because what is this by me? So here I'm going to have to say a whole word. It was Pasha to Tosfos that the Makam where one guy is a Vaday and Vaday means I see it by him because he's the Vaday. Is Vaday don't activate the din of Cheskes Momin of leave it where it is. Because he is the Vaday, he is the Muzik, we see it by him. I am physically holding on to it, I grab this by me, the fact that Peretzky is shaking his head at me. No, because here's the word is we treat it like a Marakama. The word is that in the Etzem Surah of the Suffolk, we see you as the Muzik. And Tosis took off for a Dover Poshet, by the way. That the Muzikoyis, the Pashtos, the Stoma. I'm going to explain, Peretzky, I'll explain to you, don't be angry. Yeah. Explain. What's the pshat of the previous thesis if he does not mean Cheskes Koma? What it means is that we leave it where it is. Why do you leave it where it is, by the way? Because that's the pashtus. Again, there's no halacha, we don't have a raya. You agreed, right? What is it? It's the pashtus. Leave it where it is. We know on. Over here, I have a much stronger force. I'll say it very simple. I can't see it by you, because I see it by the Vaday. What do you want to do, Cheskes Koma? Cheskes Koma says, we see it by the guy sitting here. I can't see it by him. Because when they walked into Bezdin and one was a Vada and one was a Suffolk, I see it by the Vada. I don't see it by you. The side of Cheskes Momin has to create that I see it by you. I take on that it's yours. It creates a stomach that is by you. The Mokum that you're in the shadow of a Vada, I don't see it by you. I see it by the Vada because he's the Muzik. That's what I was meant to ask. Really think you have a proactive reason why you're doing Yachleiku. But why? Because you never even under it says, why are you never under it? Because it's by me. It's all if it's by you. Because I think under it. It looks like it's yours. But the muchzakis in this case is the father is the muchzak over here. Mitzad hamadas hasofik. The hamadas hasofik is the way the sofik was presented before the holding on. Who is the pashtus that tells his wife? But the guy doesn't know that. That's how I see it is. Is the fact that it's by you doesn't allow me to see it by you. In order for me to go pask in the fida nansadi, I first have to see it by you. I'm introducing new lomdas. In order to pask in the anansadi, I have to see it by you. In a case of vadai, I don't see it by you because I see it by the vadai. May the God of Tosis and asked, May Rabbi, why over here are you pasking in Yachleku? We have a tool called Ein Sofik Murti Devadi Lerab Mochber, track one, like the Shadow Mukzik, track two. 1 second. 1 minute. We spoke about this. That's a different problem. If one got to be a Morakama, but there's a problem, you need to have a command to get a Morakama. The fact is, yes. We spoke about it. Look at this, that's a Schmeitzer. One second. So I have a very interesting shtel on this. I asked you to see today the Ritva Yishanas. Why is it the Ritva Yishanas? Because it's not the Ritva. It's an early Rishon. But afterwards, when Azar Bocha came out, the real Ritva, on Bob Metzia, which they found in Ksav Yad. But it's a Rishon. And it's a very important Rishon. You also saw this morning that the Ritva Yishanas doesn't understand Taisis Teretz, Taisis Kasha. The Ritva Yishanas doesn't understand Taisis Kasha. He says, what is the cup? What do you mean it's not going to the valley? Over here we have an Ansadi. How could you get up and ask me, ain't something going to the valley? That's why it's in your vomit. But over here, this guy has an Ansadi. He's shining where it's in. You'll agree that the Ritva is the context of everything I said today. So here's my suffix. What did the Ritva mean to ask? He meant to ask like a Shleim Haimin? That it's Chaskus Kol Ma? So you're not a suffix? What did the Ritva mean to ask? By the way, I have a Ritva Yishanas that Be'etzim addressed the whole shiur today. I want to know, what did the Ritva Yishanas mean to ding? He meant to say Chaskus Kol Ma is a Raya, in which case you're not a suffix, in which case not a get anything I said today? And he holds like Shleim Haimin that the Nansadi is Chaskus Kol Ma. We know for sure that you picked it up, so it's just that cup and calling the guy a suffix. Is that what he meant? Or did his Ritva Yishanas mean like Rabbi Peretzky was angry at me? He didn't mean to say that we know for sure, but he meant to say that the guy's a muzik. So what are you hacking into from Ritva Devade? And then it's a raya that he'll not like a bochber, because going to a bochber who says that ain't something Ritva Devade means there's no sofik here b'chal. So Ritva doesn't have a kasha. What do you mean you have a chazaka? Chazaka is a tool when I have a sofik. I have no sofik. Or if the Ritva meant like Rabbi Peretzky, what do you mean like Rabbi Peretzky? What's up with Ritva Yishanas the to Peretzky b'chal? He doesn't have shaykh b'chal. But he's tining that the belt over here, the guy has a muzik, so what are you hacking me a cup of vadis? What's the mile of vadai? Vadai is that you're a muzik. I'm also a muzik. Yesh la'ayin hetev. What did the Ritva Yishanas, what do you say? What do you mean? I just said that, it's a Peretzky, that's the Peretzky gang. That even if I hold that the mile of vadai is your muzik, but here too, the guy's a muzik also, why are you not saying I'm more of a muzik than you? And I explained why, because the vadai is in the etzim asofik, I see you as the muzik, the whole thing doesn't even start. Either way, yesh la'ayin was a hetev, what did the Ritva Yishanas mean? Okay. All that is part one of Tosfos, that was Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos came along and said, why are you pasking in Yachleku over here? Why are you pasking in Yachleku, my Rabbi Yisai? You're pasking in Tosfos Levade. And for Tosfos. Yesh lemad asim yachum shu b'nei shal sava hevi vada yoshoi v'le yetzi asofik mi sofik m'meinai. Over there, Reuven, who's the son of the Zeda, is a vada, the sofik. Over here, your vada in one hand doesn't have. Check the Nachos David. Any maiden. Check the Nachos David. I don't know what you're talking about. They're both exactly the same. In the case of the Yavam, Yuvain, who's vada a Yerush, has a Siba to get the whole thing, correct? Yvada is a Yerush. Yvada has a Siba. I don't hear the Lombas, I'm saying it. Yvada has a Siba to get it. Since Yivadeh has a Siba to get it, he's a Vadeh. In fact, Nachos David over here also Yivadeh has a Siba to get it. Why does Yivadeh have a Siba to get it? What are they arguing about? Did I pick it up or not? I, Vadeh, picked it up. There's something whether you picked it up or not, right? So I have a Vadeh Siba to get it. In fact, Nachos David, this is a carbon copy of the Gemara in Yevamos. Carbon copy. Over there in your home is, I thought they have a sibah to Yarush in your suffix. Over here, I have a vade sibah to get the whole talus, because I thought they picked up the talus. I did the act of picking up. The question is whether you did the act of picking up or not. So you're a suffix, I'm a vade. What's it called? Says the Nachas David, I don't understand. Over there, I have a vade. I'm just as much a vade as over there. By Yibum, I'm a vade sibah to get the house because I'm a Yerush over here. I did a vade sibah to get the whole talus. I picked it up. On the side, I picked it up alone. So I'm alone. As if I'm not. He doesn't touch this. In both places, I have a sibah to get up. Come along, Nechem Deshlema. I printed out today. If you did, you haven't got to it. Get up to Nechem Deshlema. What do you guys do all day? Mike, you got to come to him? What? Should I say it over? You don't want to hover it over yourself? You'll argue, yes. Chavos Shem says a very interesting text. Chavos Shem says, the Tzitzis text is poshut. Why is it poshut? He says a famous word. And there's a huge controversy of word, and then Reb Chaim said a different shot, and then we'll see. And Weinstein, like you're done, huh? Listen, Chaim Deshlema, chief rabbi of Warsaw 200 years ago. Zok the Helga Chaim Deshlema like this. Reuven is a Yerush Vade. His din Yerush, because he's a Vade son of the Zeta, is a Siba to get the house. Now, Moirev Rabbi say, even if the Suffolk over here is a grandson, that doesn't in any way take away my Siba to get the house. I'm a Yerush Vade. Yerusha is a Siba to get the whole house. If there's a grandson here also, so he also has a Siba to get the house. But that you'll all agree that if the Suffolk over here is a grandson, that doesn't in any way lower my Siba to get the house. I'm a Vade Yerush. Do I have a full-scale Siba to get the whole house? Yes. If there's another guy in the picture, and he's also a Yerush, that minimizes my Siba to get the house? Or is there somebody else here also has to get the house? I don't agree. But the talus is not like that. If you picked it up alone, then you have a sibah to get the whole talus. But if you picked it up with somebody else, so then how much of the talus did you pick up before also says the Chaim? You picked up half. So you don't have a vaday sibah for the whole talus. Because on the tzad that I'm right, that I picked it up together with you, you only picked up half the talus. So in the case of Yerusha, even on the tzad that I'm right, that I was here also, that doesn't lower the Siba for you. You still have a Siba to get the whole house. You still have a Siba to get the whole house. You have a Siba to get the whole house, because I'm also in the picture. By the case of the talus, I was right that I'm in the picture, you don't have a Siba to get the whole talus anymore, because you're missing the Maisag Bo on the talus. You only picked up half the talus. So, albeit it's true you're a Vade on that half of the talus, but on this half of the talus, you're not a Vade. Let them say such a shot. Huh? You like it? We'll continue more about this tomorrow. Listen carefully. Moira Beisai. Tomorrow, I'm going to finish this off in the first few minutes. You'll see the Chaim Deshlema that I printed out for you today. You see, Rabbi Fisher, I did print out Mamre Chaimus for the night seder. Tomorrow we're going to start the famous Shitas Rashi at the bottom of the pyramid, Buddha Gemara Rashi. I'm going to talk about the famous Rashi. We are now going to enter a message of tomorrow, which I'll tell you about Bachas, the beginnings of what is Shitas Rashi. That's what Rashi holds. It's still here before. We don't know tomorrow. We'll see. Like I said, tonight, a message of the field of knowledge.